So shall we start, because it is time. My name is Eva Bialek, and I am a pioneer of psychosynthesis in Poland. It was my big, great story, and also my life experience. I made acquaintance with psychosynthesis almost 24 years ago, when I went to the School of Leadership, Creative Leadership in Poland. And it came three persons to teach managerial and organizational psychosynthesis. What I am presenting today is about managerial and organizational psychosynthesis. And I am the follower of my great teacher who passed away in 2000. And I am the only one follower of him in Poland. So his name was John Collin. And he brought psychosynthesis to teach Polish managers, especially in the time of political and government and economical transformation. And psychosynthesis changed my life absolutely. It gives me my new birth. Since this moment, I started to change everything in my life. I was scientist in the field of medicine, but I start to think absolutely differently, especially after my traumatic experience in the time of communist regime when I was very young child, and my father was political prisoner. So that's why everything caused because of my health problems. I love to teach psychosynthesis because it is transformational process. Transformational, it means that is healing process, that is also very deep process and wide process. From the perspective of my traumas, I started to think how to use my traumas to heal humanity. So that is my purpose of life, and I share it on my poster. I would like to introduce these 12 principles of managerial and organizational psychosynthesis. It will be only introduction because psychosynthesis is very practical. It is not theory. It is practical based on Roberto Assagioli.
I think you should still wait. There are still a lot of people coming in. Huh?
Oh, because yes, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Have all people getting the whole content so that we can exchange about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask you to wait a minute and then start over again, please. We'll see everybody's in. Thank you.
Maybe near me, because it will be nicest to be together.
Give the word to Eva Bialik.
So it is very short time to introduce everything. So I introduce only 12. this principle for managerial and organizational psychosynthesis. I am only one psychosynthesis in Poland, so I am sharing it through my workshop, through my coaching, and through also my books, which I wrote up to now, 42. So... That is absolutely great experience to be much more integral. The word of psychosynthesis is very simple because it is consists of yourself. It is through your calling of the soul. So that's why I start this principle. It is original from Professor John Cullen from US, and it is not printed. So I have these materials for the world to spread it. And also I invite you to be a part of this spreading of the news for leaders of tomorrow, leaders of humanity. So I start with the first principle. I show this principle and I introduce some more words about some details of this using original materials from John. So first, the leader has a clear sense of identity. This identity is communicated to all members of the group. This identity involves being fully present to one's physical, emotional, mental, personal, and transpersonal aspects. The leader is capable of disidentifying from any subpersonality or personality components and identified with either his or her personal or transpersonal self. There is a series of exercises designed to obtain a deep sense of individual identity. We can seek symbols and image representing your physical, emotional, mental, personal, and transpersonal aspect. You will first do a left brain exercise where you will verbally describe yourself on these parameters and then follow up with the right brain symbols approach which can provide further information for you. If this exercise were being performed by members of the same group, It would provide an opportunity to share the various perceptions that members of the group have regarding their individual identity. This is an excellent means for opening communication between group members. You can do it for yourself and in pairs, where partner will serve in the role of questioners and responders. And next one, in principle two, growing age. The leader is in a constant development, is growing and is actualizing successfully many latent potentialities. The growing age is defined and energy is being devoted to actualizing it. Barriers to the growing age are explored in a positive and constructive manner. The second principle emphasizes the growing age of a healthy leader. If we turned this around and applied it to an unhealthy leader, we would see the opposite. The follower is not growing. He or she is not realizing itself. The leader is not concerned as to what its next step in growth is, and energy is not being devoted to actualizing it. Now, as we begin to look at the healthy leader, we see an organism in a constant development. It is not chaotic, but it is growing in order to realize itself in some fashion. The leader has many possibilities. We can help to foster growth in ourselves by first becoming more aware of our current identity, principle one, and communicating the words, image, and symbols representing our perception of own identity. We depict our current situation. The secondly, we begin to explain the growing age of ourselves in each of the identity areas we determined earlier. We ask ourselves, where can we begin to actualize more of our potential in the physical areas, different activities, physical expansion? What is our growing age in the emotional area? And enriching our emotional life, higher aspiration, etc. Also mental level, new ways of thinking, new information. Or transpersonal area, qualities of develop, purpose of our life, etc. We can take the symbols of that we obtained for our identity and dialogue with them in order to learn from them what the next step in growth for us would be. In such imagination exercise, the symbol is treated like a person who can talk and answer our questions. Principle three, it's uniqueness. It's about our uniqueness. Each leader has his or her own unique flavor. Differential psychosynthesis techniques are developed and adapted for each. The leader has an understanding of his or her own typology. Refinement of one's own type of development of complementary qualities are ongoing unique tasks. This approach is based upon psychosynthesis types of personality, titled Psychosynthesis Typology. Each of type of personality has his own manner of management and treats to transform. Principle four. It's interpersonal relations. Interpersonal relationships are open, authentic, cooperative, and loving. Blending through intuition, empathy, understanding, and identification is the norm. The source of relating stems from one's own personal or transpersonal center. relating to other types, when you are identified with your type, you live in the world colored by your own perceptions. You see the world from your own perspectives, and as meaningful and enriching that these perspectives are, they are limiting. Regardless of the level of each type, you need to see underlying evolutions that is occurred. Most leaders will be dealing with individuals at either subpersonality or ego levels. At the present time, rarely will they be dealing with centered or transpersonally identified individuals. The major questions that you have to deal with is concerning my primary type. How do I deal with other types? Probably many answers could be provided to this question, but you may prefer to center in your own higher self to answer this question. The next step is meaning. Meaning is of the central importance, particularly the meaning which the leader gives to life or is looking for in life. Meaningful events are common and are part of the historical evolutions of the individual. Within the work context, the leader experiences meaning in terms of managerial activities. So, what is transpersonal meaning in the work situation? If the introduction of meaning for personal self presented challenges to the leader, the problem is compounded with what we consider transpersonal meaning. This is probably the central issue that we must ultimately face. Meaning at this level includes the essential question of the meaning of one's life. What is my purpose? It becomes a key question. Meaning extends to an increasing emphasis on service to larger whole. The working group is now seen from this perspective as it serves the larger whole. A serious problem can emerge when the group is no longer seen as contributing to the larger whole. When survival becomes the primary motive, transpersonal perspective are lost. And next one is value.
Seven minutes left now.
So maybe it will be shortly. The leader is aware of the importance of values. Personal values are primary inner directed. Transpersonal values are espoused and are expressed and reinforced in the working environment. The seven is choice. Choices and decisions are made primarily from humanistic and transpersonal perspective. Responsibility is valued not only with respect to individual membership, but also from a societal point of view. Principle eight is motivation. The motivational source of the leader centers on higher levels with an evolving emphasis on transpersonal motivation. Principle nine is conflict. Intrapersonal and interpersonal conflict is dealt with in a positive and open manner. Synthesis is the key in the resolution of inner and outer conflicts. And 10, it is future and creativity. The leader is proactive and has a vision of the future and continually attempts to realize it in a realistic and idealistic manner. creativity is fostered and rewarded both within oneself and in others. 11. It is stages of the will. The leader has developed and utilized all stages of the will, including the establishment of purpose and the setting of goals, deliberation, choices, affirmation, planning, and implementation. Asa Gioli, founder of psychosynthesis, defines six stages of the will. He described them in his book, The Act of Will. And 12, that is peak experience. According to Abraham Maslow, peak performance and peak experiences are common events as a result of working activities. Self-realization, fulfillment, achievements, illumination, peace and joy are phenomenologically lived experience. There are all of these stages. When we start from oneself, how to self-manage, we can also expand it into organizational development. And John started this process with the students of MBA faculty in the United States in the late of 70. And he brought managerial and organizational psychosynthesis into Polish managers in the time of our reconstruction of our life at the end of 80s, at the beginning of 90s. And I was the follower of him. So it is very shortly because of the time, but I teach it, like I told, it is a multidimensional experience of ourselves. We can create ourselves from the beginning. We can start ourselves how to live from our call, soul calling. So that is absolutely expanding and transformative process of our growth. So I expound this process of managerial and organizational development, and I teach the children how to be healthy. I teach teachers, parents, and also women above 50, because I am above 50, and also entrepreneurship, how to build healthy organization, because it is about transpersonal values, about vision. When we have a vision of ourselves, we have the vision how to serve humanity as a whole. Thank you very much.